The Philadelphia Fringe Festival is underway this week. There are about 350 productions, and one of them was written and performed by former Pennsylvania State Treasurer Joe Torsella. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on Torsella's lifelong pursuit of theater.
I'm Joe.
In Declaration, Joe Torsella plays Joe, a character based on himself who recently lost an election and must find a new place in life. He turns to the Declaration of Independence.
I geek out every year on the 4th of July. I do, or try to, a family reading of the Declaration of Independence.
Joe has a long relationship with the Declaration, which changes in different periods of his life.
My kids now say they miss it. Why don't we do that anymore, Dad?
He understood it, probably badly, as a kid, as a public figure, as a father. But ultimately, I think, as a citizen, and I think what the play is about is sort of finding one's civic voice after losing the thing that you thought entitled you to one, like office.
The executive producer of Declaration is Nick Stuccio, founder of the Philly Fringe Festival. 2 years ago, he stepped down. Stuccio and Torsella go way back as teenagers. They both attended the Wyoming Seminary Prep School near Wilkes-Barre.
We went to this very stodgy high school, and there was this guy who decided in this very stodgy high school to produce and direct his own play. And up went the posters, auditions, and I was like, wow, look at this guy, this student. That is so cool. I'm going to audition for this. I was a terrible actor. I remember how bad you thought I was. But we did this play together.
He was great.
I was bad. But I also watched you be a producer. You were a fantastic producer because we had no money.
After high school, Torsella tried to get into a theater college, but ultimately went to the University of Pennsylvania for history and economics. He dove into politics as deputy mayor under Ed Rendell and becoming the founding director of the National Constitution Center. After two unsuccessful attempts at elected positions, he won state treasurer in 2016, which lasted one term.
And I always said that when I had time and opportunity that I really wanted to get back to it. I used to say it to my kids. And I remember our youngest daughter sort of elbowing me when we were watching something, and she essentially said, when is one day going to be day one? I was like, ooh.
Declaration is inspired in part by Torsella's rediscovery of the Declaration of Independence during the second Trump administration. The document from 250 years ago lists the founding fathers' 27 grievances against King George, which Torsella says are uncannily modern.
And I went back and I read it, and my jaw dropped. And I thought it was staggering how contemporary it sounded and how alive it sounded and how maybe, you know, dangerous it sounded.
Speaking with Stuccio, Torsella says his play can speak to politics in ways he never could as a politician.
It's more about the Joe character, his journey and his intimacy, more than the politics, wouldn't you say?
What I don't think it is partisan or a polemic disguised as a play. It's very clearly a play that is about the journey of this character, Joe. But I think his journey is to discovering what Jefferson called these inescapable truths about who we are and what we have the right to do and what we have the obligation to do.
Declaration runs from September 10th through the 20th as part of the Fringe Festival. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.